Lads, I would do a cold open this week with a fun fact that I've seen randomly, but I didn't find any very, very good ones. But it doesn't matter because we fucking won a game of football, didn't we? Job done. Happy days. I can't complain. I'm happy. Tom, are you happy?
I'm always happy.
It's a
Yeah,
lie.
I'm happy.
It's a lie. You're not always happy.
Okay, I'm usually happy. I'm a positive person like you, but I'm moaning all the time.
I'm not moaning all the time. I don't moan.
You did moan. You moaned yesterday, despite the win.
We'll touch it briefly. Are you happy anyway, Tobes? You're
I'm
in your corner.
I'm thrilled. I'm buzzing. I bumped into Tom on the tube today.
Oh, this should be a fun story. Why don't you
This
elaborate?
is a thrilling tale.
Go on, go on.
So, I was on the tube, or I was on the tube, unbeknownst to me that Thomas was in the carriage down there. Suddenly, we were kicked off the tube, or it said it was the last stop, which was a lie. It wasn't the last stop, so I was quite confused. Got off the tube at, I don't even know what station it was.
It was Willesden.
Willesden. And then they said that you need to evacuate it. And it was like, what the fuck's going on? And then a rogue Tom appears.
And in classic Echo style, we did not evacuate because we don't go anywhere. So we got on the next tube and got here. And that's the story.
We shall not be moved. We were singing it at this tube stop.
Everyone else left. We were charting.
Yeah.
And that might be why they left. And that's the end of the pod. Thanks, guys. Cheers for coming.
That was very much... That's exactly like... Do you remember Gavin and Stacey's, the episode where Stacey talks about having a brunch for the first time? I just felt like Nessa was like switched off. And that was... Yeah.
Tobes great. Enjoyed, anyway.
It's fantastic. It's good. But you're here now. That's good. You know? No thanks to TFL. So, you know, that's not the best. But we're here to talk about Chelsea 1, Brighton 0. Have that, you see our shaggers. Have it. Love it. Roberto De Zerbi running his stall in a dodgy Italian town. Vape shop over here. Get out of my ass. Have it.
Are you a bit jealous of Roberto?
I'm not jealous.
An authentic Italian man.
I'm not jealous of Roberto De Zerbi because I'm going to keep all my hair. I'll be okay. I don't need to hide the fact I'll be going bald. I'm going bald. I'll just shave it off.
That's true. Italian jeans would suggest balding, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sorry.
So you'll be good there. You'll be all fine.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, have it. He's out of the cup. Brighton fans trying to give it large before the game. I told you what happened, didn't I?
No.
Right. I'm walking down Fulham Road. And the Bovril gate's closed, so they've just made it for away fans, which was really annoying. Because normally that's where I had Gary's seats yesterday, so I was going into the West Stand, and I thought I had to be smart and try and cut round.
Prawn sandwich.
I know. But then I went in, I came back out, I was like, okay, it's the only away fans, it's got to go out that way. I had one guy, and he very, 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 very typical, you know, Brighton, you know, very hipster, you know, very like gangly and like oversized T-shirt. Tries to basically stare me out, right? He's walking with his mates, right? He sticks his arms out at me like he's in Green Street and then goes, yeah, are you ready to see a seagull maul a lion? I was like, what the fuck is going on there?
Not to cringe challenge.
I was there, I was a bit like, what? It's like, hey, Eminem was in 8 Mile and born in fucking Sussex. Like, can you piss off, mate? Like, what are you on? It's like, so I was going to maul you. Like, so, mate.
I don't want to exaggerate, but that man should be put down.
That's not
can we group him in with the XL bullies? Like, whoever this man
Listen,
is.
There's no such thing as bad dogs, bad owners.
Very Lee, that.
Yeah, I saw you at the march. That'd be fun. No. Did you see the clip of him going around? It was viral.
No.
There's a clip of them interviewing people at the XL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some random company. Yeah. I know the company, yeah.
No, protests.
Yeah, the company that was interviewing people. Yeah, I know. It's a random company on the internet.
I think that was a fat nibble about something else.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was not aware. Must have been a rival mafia or something like that. I don't know.
That was the one from Naples.
Who knows what Lee's involved in these days. But anyway, yeah. That's that guy that Brighton fan sounds like.
It was awful. You're walking down. They're all... I don't understand where this sense of self has come from with Brighton fans. Like, they've had one good season.
Well, the media, like... They're blowing bubbles on it, you know? They gave some serious sloppy treatment to Brighton. So I feel like they're kind of just a bit up their own arse at the moment. Yeah. They don't realise that they're a Southampton. You know, we've seen Poch, Mane, Van Dijk, etc. have a lovely time over there. And then big clubs come in, they take all their players. And eventually that data will run out. Tony Bloom won't be able to keep finding gems because other people's scouting will get better. But they're enjoying their moment in the sun. You know, they're a decent side. Not that good, because we've been pretty dire this season, according to everyone else, and we managed to beat them. Nice clean sheet.
Lost to Athens as well.
They were a nice confidence boost for us.
Yeah. Bad week for them. Although they beat Bournemouth, but they did lose to Athens as well in the Europa League. So not a great week out of the cup. Lost their first Europa League game.
Yeah, it's really because they're still in there talking about they don't really care about it. It's like, I semi get it. Where it's like, you're like, we don't really care about going out of the cup because we're still in Europe. But it's great for them. They're on their hive being in European football the first time. That's great. But don't give it large to Chelsea the whole time then if you don't really care.
It's also interesting, isn't it, how happy they are to feel that they've mugged us off with all these players. And yet they boo them incessantly.
Made no sense.
Because I would have thought if someone's generated you 115 million and you've ripped us off, you'd be thrilled to see the back of
them. I mean, but it's like, what have we spent? We spent 22 million on a manager and his backroom staff. We spent 115 million on a player this summer. We spent 60 million on a left back.
62.
We spent 12 million on a goalkeeper.
How much did we buy Colwell for?
Oh, yeah, because we bought Colwell, didn't we?
Colwell, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of cash there from us.
Yeah, because Colwell.
Meanwhile, Billy comes on. He gets a lovely reception, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I was really gutted. Seeing Billy Gilmore come on for another team, I was like, oh.
Billy Gilmore.
Right, it's Scottish. It's like, have you never heard Billy Gilmore talk?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, it's silly. Yeah, it's a bit more high pitched. Say yes, you are. Yeah, me. That choose.
Like Alan Hansen.
It's like choose life. Train spotting playing. Let's talk about the game, shall we? While we're here,
and our goal of the month.
Oh yes, goal of the month, Nicholas Jackson. Lads, cool. Thoughts. Let's go through it. What are the thoughts on this fixture? We happy? Obviously, we're happy, but you know.
Thrilled again. Look, a clean sheet against Brighton is pretty rare, to be honest. They're a team that scores a lot of goals. They create chances from. The only chances they had yesterday were, I don't know what Robert Sanchez was doing before the game. I'd assume it was illegal, whatever substance he was using, but he was playing as if he was still playing for Brighton. I don't know what was going on with him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about his distribution. Yeah, but that's
been really good so far, so I was just quite surprised by that. But yeah, their main chances came from him. I mean, João Pedro should have buried one early on that Sanchez passed to him, and he passed another one to them, and he made a save actually from Ansu Fati. But other than that, we actually really limited them, and I think that's partly because Poch got it right in. I know he's not exactly a friend of the podcast, but Marco Corrado I thought was fucking brilliant.
He was fantastic yesterday. Tom's just sat in the corner.
Oh, not to speak.
I liked, you know, we were saying about we felt our team lacked a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
I don't know what aggression. I don't know what bar salt he snored at half time, but he came out with vengeance. Like, it was towards the back end of the game, I noticed whenever he got the ball.
He gave one to the crowd, and I was like, fucking hell, mate, this could be a big turning point for you.
Yeah,
like,
he'd get the ball and he'd just boot it at a Brighton player. What the hell is going on here?
He played like he wanted to start.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to see from all of them, the good, healthy competition. And especially when I saw him at right back, and I saw Brighton started Matoma and Estupiñán, I thought, could be a long day. He dealt with them so well. Like, Matoma didn't do anything.
He did. Matoma, he pocketed.
Yeah.
I think towards the back end of the second half. Like,
yeah, Estupiñán got him. I remember he got him once towards the end. But
once
like,
or twice,
like,
yeah.
Look, if Cucurella's only getting someone getting behind him once or twice and he's playing like that and intercepting like he was and being aggressive but not headless chicken, when you think of the Bernabeu, him dive jumping in and was a Villa last season jumping in. But this was like controlled aggression, sticking one in on them, you know, fucking getting the crowd up. I was like, you know, good on you, because it'll be some journey for him to turn everything around and change everyone's opinion. So
yeah, I mean, he has his moments, doesn't he?
He wins that ball so much.
It was like, I remember last year it was just the Dortmund game. I was really happy with him, and that was kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like a bloke.
Just say you had a good game.
Credit where it's due. We've got
to
get
some credit. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know. I was out and about, not in the bloody.
Mate, you'd have been shocked. Maybe he just doesn't play well in front of you.
Maybe if I just stop watching games. I didn't watch Luton live. I was out and about. I did watch Wimbledon though, so I'm not completely the curse. But maybe I should just stop watching Chelsea. They might win, and then just turn up on the pod and be like, "So guys, what happened?" but if he starts playing well, that'll be very helpful, because we did buy him for a lot of money, and we did buy him as a talented player. My friend Jack, housemate of mine, called him generational when we signed him. And
yeah, that was funny.
He's had a lot of slap from me and other people.
Me and Tom got a group chat with a lot of people we went to Milan with, and Jack's just, I describe him as blindly optimistic quite a lot of the time.
Generational thing thrown that about.
I think because he watched some videos on him and.
I thought at Brighton he was a very, very good player. I liked him. So when we signed, I was like, do you know, that's not bad. Like him and Chilwell, I didn't think was a bad combination. No. Then he started playing for us, and I was a bit like, right, okay. But
I maintained his debut at Everton. I was like, fuck, this guy can, like, his pass has got some zip on it.
He got like two assists in his first two games or something.
The Koulibaly corner against Spurs.
And then it kind of all fell apart quite quickly.
Well, once Romero yanked his hair, it was just down from there.
Thanks for that, Mike Dean. But yeah, look, if he starts playing well, that'll be excellent. Speaking of players playing well, we have some others that played quite well, Louis.
Yes, Cole Palmer was my man of the match yesterday. If he does not start as our number 10 against Fulham, I don't know what to think. Unbelievable. So direct, so much confidence, really taking players on. You know, I thought him and Jackson were linking up very well. One downside to him and Jackson, I did feel... It's not something they can deal with now, but something that will come with time. So the beauty of Gary's seats, you can actually do a bit. I can do a bit of a tactical breakdown. Like for my seat, the Matthew Ard, you know, it's a bit. You know, don't get to see the whole pitch sort of as you can in the West Stand. And I did think that the press from our front line wasn't great. There needs to be some communication there a bit more. But that's like something's going to come with time. It's like a dance, you know, a good trigger. But, you know, it's. I thought that maybe they could have done that better. But their communication was pretty good. I liked the arrogance that he played with, Cole Palmer. Mikhailo Mudryk, exactly the same. You know, got that standing ovation when he came off. You could tell he really needed that. He did all right yesterday.
He could have taken a pen.
Yeah.
Like, there was one bit where the bloke comes sliding in and you got to be a bit more, you know, a bit more savvy. Take the pen, take the fall.
It'll come.
It will come, mate. We're seeing him start games, and we're seeing him look like he was definitely in our first half the biggest threat. Cole Palmer in the second, our biggest threat. Yeah, that assist was very sexual through the legs.
Yeah,
It was delightful.
You mentioned Palmer and Jackson playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson obviously won't be playing against Fulham because he can't keep his mouth shut in the Premier League. So. Sterling centre forward.
I don't think they'll start Breuer because I don't think he's fully fit. I can see them starting Sterling down the middle, but then the problem with that is we're going to have to completely adapt how we play. So it either is going to be Sterling and we're not going to see anything for about 60 minutes, and then we throw Breuer on for the last half hour, or we'll start with Breuer and bring him off.
I would rather do the latter, just because I think that playing Sterling at 9, Cole Palmer will go right wing. And I want Cole Palmer in the 10, like you were saying. I want Enzo and Caicedo in the pivot behind them. I don't want Gallagher. I don't want Connor starting, if I'm honest. Now we've got those players there. But if you play Sterling up front and move him away from that wing, then I feel like he'll play just because certain Noni Madueke was a bit naughty, it seems. So he's not going to be playing there.
We'll touch on that later. I mean, I think that's a little bit of AOB, which we don't usually do in the review pods. But let's get back on some positives, though. Like we said, with Mudryk playing well, looked great. Kukureya. Another player that looked great. Another former Brighton asset.
Yeah.
Moises Caicedo. I think he won't get too much praise from main outlets, I feel, purely because...
His price tag.
Also because he did what any good defensive midfielder does. The dirty stuff which people don't appreciate. I thought the way he held onto the ball was fantastic. The way he was moving, keeping it simple, fantastic. And again, played with a bit of fire like Marco Correa did. When he was getting booed by Brighton fans for, you know, them getting £150 million when their stadium only cost 96. So, you know, I thought he was fantastic yesterday.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was nicking the ball. He wins that ball so much. But also, he brought a real calmness, I actually thought, as well as being aggressive in terms of his duels. It was more the fact that, like, later in the game when we were 1-0 up, he was just sort of zipping it about, you know, whether it was backwards or forwards, whatever it was, just to kind of kill the game, see it out. He just looks more at home. All of his decision making, I thought, like against West Ham was like the prime example when he just got thrown on. It looked really rushed and like, oh shit, I need to prove my point and prove my place here. But I feel like Villa and yesterday, he's looked a lot more like the player we bought, which is good to see. It's good, yeah, it's good stuff. I thought the majority of them were good yesterday. There was only a couple I didn't really enjoy. Another former Brighton man, I thought, I said Sanchez was poor. And, yeah. And our pal, Big Les.
Yeah, Big Les.
I do like Big Les, but...
He should have got sent off, really.
Not just sent off, though. It was like the amount of times he gave the ball away and everything. And it will come, you know. We've enjoyed some of his performances. But, yeah, I thought he looked like really off the pace yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't look great. I think, yeah, Robert Sanchez, I think if you were to take the game, the first half, you could tell which side was in Europe and which wasn't. We looked scared stiff. Like I don't think that was there. When I was watching the press earlier,
they had two chances from our mistakes, which was Sanchez, and then other than that was the Mudryk bit where he could have taken a pen.
I know.
They didn't really do anything.
I know, but the thing is that when it was coming to winning the ball and being more aggressive and
Caicedo and Jackson were doing that in the first half, because I saw your tweet and I was like, I don't know. I thought it was quite negative. I was happy that we were limiting a team that literally creates chances for fun so much. Like, they weren't, other than us giving them chances, they didn't do anything. And Brighton carve open it. Even when they, and we could talk about, oh, maybe they rested a couple of players. They rested a couple of players against United and smashed them. But they're a good side. And we limited them massively. Not many teams will stifle Brighton like that in terms of chance creation, let alone goals.
For me, it was just a case of it's the way that they were so aggressive with the press. But like I said, that's going to come with time. But it's very much a case you could see which side there was well-drilled, well-oiled. Like, even at half time, there was even little things. Like watching the team warm up, you know, we looked a bit lackadaisical. They had a coach out with them, sort of like getting everything meticulously done. And I kind of looked at that bit like, something I'm not quite sure about. But look, overall, I thought that I thought
Poch got that spot on, though. I can't lie. I think tactically, like, what I enjoyed was we were more of the low block. We were the team that we don't like really playing in terms of, yeah, we sat back. We were like, right, they like having the ball, Brighton, that's fine. That'll give us time to actually press, win the ball high up, and then we can counter from those, and we benefited from that. And that's why we ended up winning the game. Won the game on XG as well, so we've kept our record up of every game being won on XG.
It's just Arsenal City, isn't it, with that?
Yep.
Yay. Yeah. Means that's the best statistic in the world, XG.
Champions of XG.
Well, it shows.
You'll never see that.
It's just, it's more underlying stat-wise, it shows that we're not as bad as we think we are, in terms of we're not giving away loads of chances, and we are creating a lot. They just got to finish their dinner. But Jackson was starting to finish his dinner. The confidence went up after the goal.
He did, but that's the big thing I noticed. Like, the way, when we were playing, our tails went up. And where we looked scared, stiff in the first half, that goal went in, completely different side. Completely different side. So, you know, I did like how Mudryk and Chilwell were combining on the left-hand side as well. I think the one thing I really noticed was Chilwell was very hands-on with Mudryk and the praise and trying to get him going. And you could see that was really having an impact. So where we've said in the past, you know, we don't feel that maybe Chilwell might be great captain material. He's not great captain material, potentially. I still agree with that. But in terms of a leader, like, just getting that, like, getting someone going, like, look, you know, I know how hard it can be to do something. Let's keep going. And I thought that was massive. It was really good.
To remember, this is what I've been saying for weeks. But everything that's just been said, it'll come. We'll get better. We'll start winning games. And we do have leaders. They're just not old yet.
Yeah.
Experience. Well, yeah. The young ones haven't got the experience. The experience will come. Yeah. And as a result, leadership's formed. And it will. It's just a teething process, this whole thing. And we'll have more setbacks in the next
new team, months. New players. They're all young. They're new to the country. New manager. Takes time to bed in. It's an important win last night.
Yeah, we've got to
build. But now we've got to build Fulham, Burnley before the international break. Got to win those both, because we haven't won. We won one game in the Premier League against, I'm not even going to say respectfully, I'm just going to say shitty Luton, because they are terrible, although they did get their first
Wimbledon
point.
Wimbledon were better than Luton.
They gave us more problems, for sure, yeah, because they're just big. But yeah, so that's the next priority. We've made that step. We've won the game in the Cup, which I don't think many people expected us to win, which is great. But now we need to go and keep that going, beat Fulham, beat Burnley, hopefully score more than one goal. And keep the defence. The defence has been pretty good recently. There have been a couple of sloppy mistakes here and there, like against Forest and against Villa. It was a sloppy mistake that cost us those games. Other than that, we didn't really give away much. Clean sheet against Bournemouth, clean sheet against Luton. So I don't know. It's good that we're building something before we obviously go into those tougher games after international break against, you know, your Arsenals and things like that. So yeah, we're building something, but we need to keep going now.
Yeah, exactly. And well, Blackburn next in the Cup for us.
Oi, oi.
At home. The Chris Sutton derby.
Damien Duff.
Who else? Morten Gams Pedersen.
Scott Dan.
Oh, I wish we had him. I love Morten Gams Pedersen.
Mate, Roque Santa Cruz.
Should have bought Barclays. Two guys as well.
Barclays baller Gams Pedersen. Remember him on the shootout card.
Chris Samba. Do you remember him when he was at Blackburn? Mm-hmm. I did an interview with him a few months ago. He's massive. Like, huge. It was ridiculous. Like, my neck hurt.
I remember he, like, went to QPR, then went to Russia, and then, like, 6 months later was back at QPR, and 6 months later went back to Russia again. was like, what is this? This is money laundering? Like, what's going
on?
Oh,
no, it's, he absolutely admitted it was all for the money. It was a really good pod. I'll send you both the link. I might say who it was with, though. Yeah, he was telling me all about how him and Samoletto, and I think it was...
Oh, Angie.
William. Angie, yeah. William wasn't there at that point.
Roberto Carlos?
It was Roberto Carlos. Roberto Carlos, Samoletto, and Chris Sambi used to fly in from Moscow to get to Angie for their games. And it was like a full-on Boeing 747, like private jet, completely kitted out just for the three of them from Moscow to get there every single match day. And he was like, yeah, it was great. Like, we all just messed about in Moscow. I had a great time. And then, yeah, went and played football on a Saturday, came home.
Big money. Yeah, we got Willian and Eto from Angie.
Did we get Eto from Angie? I thought it was...
Yeah, we got them both from Angie.
Was he a free agent?
Willian was at Shakhtar. He went for 6 months to Angie. And then Angie decided, after about a year or two of fucking around buying players, they went, actually, let's not do this. And started selling players. And now they don't exist, of course.
Yeah, they've got... Yeah, they're in the fifth tier. Well, the Phoenix club's in the fifth tier of Russian football now. They still play at the stadium.
Right.
But it's...
But yeah, no. Yeah. We nicked... Zhirkov went there as well, didn't he? But
yeah, Zhirkov.
We bought Willian and...
Oh, some good players in the Russian league, weren't there? Or was there... That's where Aidan McGeady first...
Aidan McGeady.
...made his appearance.
He's Irish, that's...
He's Irish, but he's Scottish.
Yeah,
but
it's a joke doing a Scottish accent.
Yeah, you had Wagner Love.
Oh, Wagner, what a man. Speaking of Wagner, are we still happy to get him to...
Yes.
We never actually decided yet, but we put the tweet out, didn't we? Does he do the main theme or AWP? And...
I think
he does the tactical analysis, doesn't he?
Wagner.
Welcome to the tactical analysis on the Chelsea Echo.
Let him break down one of the games.
Yeah. So you see here, Thiago Silva, he is dominating.
Oh, dear
Lord.
He
talks about the Brazilian players. Yeah. He's the only one we have left, I think.
Oh, God.
I mean, what about all the Brazilian wonder kids we just randomly signed?
That's true. You got Denzel Washington.
He
might start up front.
He actually is still here, but all the other ones have gone on loan, haven't they? Andre Santos has gone on loan.
Angelo.
Is he still here?
He's on loan.
Yeah. It's Strasbourg.
Strasbourg.
He's doing well at Strasbourg from the compilations that I've watched.
Love a good compilation.
Not very hard over there, I must say. That was a dirty joke from Lee. Anyway.
We'll have to see. Anyway, Blackburn next.
Yeah.
City are out. Spurs are out. Arsenal playing West Ham. United are playing Newcastle. Liverpool playing Bournemouth. We've done all right there, haven't we?
Yep.
We're doing great.
Blackburn beat... Was it Cardiff?
Yeah, Blackburn beat Cardiff 5-2.
Blackburn score a lot of goals, I've noticed, this season, to be fair to them.
Have they still got Ben Brereton, or has he moved?
No, he's in Spain, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, fine. I was a bit disappointed about that.
But they're a team that I've always wanted back in the Premier League since they went down, because they're they're good Barclays heritage.
Right, they're 14th in the Championship, so they're not exactly flying.
But they do bag. They bag. So that means they might attack us a little bit, be a bit less low block. Yeah, exactly.
I think we should beat them, and then who knows? As you say, some of those teams...
Then you're in the quarters. And also all the teams that are not in the Premier League have kind of got each other.
Yeah. So
With that, though, like, do we... They've scrapped the two legs across the semi-finals, haven't they, now? Or is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I feel like you saying that's triggered a memory that they've cut that this year, but I might be wrong.
I remember hearing about it, but I don't know if it actually ever came to fruition.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. If we get to the semis, we'll get to the semis.
Yeah, up Chelsea. Might be over there.
Might be. Just out of the window.
Wembley Stadium, for those that don't know where we're going.
Yeah. He's just revealing our location.
It's not my flat. So
it's not my flat either.
There are also plenty of flats in Wembley that see the stadium, so how are they going to know which flat it is?
It's a very good point, that's fair enough.
It's an abandoned flat.
Yeah, just, just chilling here, shits and gigs, innit? But it's all good. Draw's nice, move on. Couple of bad things to talk about.
Oh, no.
Not the bad things.
Yeah. Apparently, Nonny's been naughty. Can one of you two enlighten me, please?
He went out on the piss.
It's about his night out with Ivan Toney.
It was. If he was chirping Ivan Toney, getting him to come to Chelsea, Nonny always forgiven. But I liked it from Poch, to be honest. I liked it from Poch. We want to make this a team thing. We are not doing well enough for you to be fucking around going on nights out. People don't mind it when Grealish goes out on the piss after they won the treble, because he's won the treble and he's put the performances to earn that. I don't need, as much as I like Medwick as a player, I know you're more critical than... I know Tom likes him, to be fair, as well.
I like him. I just think he just doesn't offer enough yet to be warranted of the praise.
But we are not good enough for you to be pissing around doing that. If we're winning leagues and that, and you have the odd night out, cool. We fucking stink. So, or we have done for a long time. Like, you need to be focused on Chelsea and getting that back to, getting us back to the level we need to be. I know people will say, like, oh, it's only a player enjoying an hour. It's like, you're supposed to be injured or whatever. And you're, it doesn't look good.
What I was going to say, devil's advocate, if he's injured, is it
I get it.
That bad, like, goes on a night out with a mate?
I get it, but if he said he's been left out because he's not injured, and this was only the other day, then was he injured then? Or was he kind of back in train? Like,
I don't know. I think going out for, like, a couple drinks...
I don't really disagree. It just annoys me seeing it when they're pissing me off every week.
Well, that's a little bit of the thing. Like, he got papped. And that's a bit unlucky for him. Because I'm sure there are players who go out all the time. Of course. And they don't get... Or even if, you know... We don't know. Well, I don't know where it was. It was taken at a bar, wasn't it, the photo?
Mm. It was at a bar in Mayfair. What's it called? There's the one which everyone goes to, all the footballers go to. It's like Liberty, I think. It's not Liberty, but that's the shop. Kind of basically, it's in Mayfair. It's like very, very high market. And
either way, I don't want to see it when we're in the shitter.
I agree. That's my issue
with it.
Just coming from a different angle.
I actually do agree with it. Yeah. I just, from a selfish point of view, and also probably from Potter's point of view, in terms of, like, come on, let's fucking pull together and let's get through this. Like, you can enjoy all the time all you want in the summer. Yeah. We've had a good season. But mid-season, you're working here.
I do agree with that, but I also think it's a young lad having a bit of fun when he's injured. Like, as long as he didn't go absolutely mental and come back at 6 a.m. after 14 Jager bombs and 20 pints.
He doesn't strum as a Jager bomb and a pints guy, though.
No.
I reckon he's a vodka lime and soda guy.
VSL, that's healthy. There you go, he's fine.
Yeah, I do like a vodka lime and soda.
And if he's talking to Tony and...
Well, that's why I don't mind it in that sense, but I just... I did like it from Poch in a way. It's like, let's all pull in the same direction, and this is our focus. Our focus is on fixing this.
But at the same time, I think it's maybe slightly been blown out of proportion from fans and things. But it's all over now. He'll be back and scoring goals up at Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. If there's any more developments, we will let you know. No matter where he's in trouble.
Sorry, but it's a nice little don't take the piss with me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Poch has come across very, like he said before, like. Like he's been seen as a friend, and I remember him taking a bit of. He didn't really like that comment. I can't remember which player said it. Might have been Madueke that said it.
Mm.
Funnily enough, but yeah,
he's seen as a friend. I'm not your fucking friend. I'm your boss.
Yeah. Stop taking a piss here.
Well, yeah, I think
let's have it right.
Nico Cranchell. Nonny's in trouble. Reese also in trouble with the FA apparently after having to go at referees. Shock. Referees being poor. Not that they were poor last night either, is it? Shock.
Transition.
It's interesting to see what happens with that. He's got till Friday to respond. So whether he will,
well, if he gets banned, he's injured anyway. Like, who fucking cares? Well done, Reese. I don't know if he called it out for the red card for getting the ball, or whether it was the referee blowing 2 minutes before the minimum amount. It doesn't really matter either way, because if you're going to ban Reese, he won't be able to play anyway. Yeah,
so. Exactly. But then, speaking of other injuries,
Chile,
yeah, hamstring again. Again, from poor refereeing. Again, literally, he got absolutely scythed down by in between two Brighton players. Didn't get given anything straight away. Fingers were up, doing the old rotations. You know, he looked like he walked off okay, but I think if he's going, nah, ham's gone again. That's extremely worrying. Although we do have an abundance of left.
I was about to say, fuck! I wish we had a left back.
How many have we got, technically? We've got
technically, we have four. Technically, yesterday we had four on the pitch, if you count Colwell, yeah.
Four left-backs. We love left-backs.
I mean, that Colwell is not one, really, but he's been the only one who's been playing there, so...
Yeah. Until last night, where apparently he was great, I'd argue Cucurella isn't one either. I don't really know what he is, but if he can start playing well, then fine.
If he plays like he did last night and keeps that up... Yeah. He would probably keep Chile out the team.
Ian played last night, didn't he? He played as a...
He played as a right winger. And looked pretty good.
Oh, Matson. Yeah, he put in a bit of a shift. He helped. I think it was... That's why I thought Poch got it so right last night, just in terms of how he played. I think, like, knowing that a Stupian Mitoma side is their dominant side, Brighton, that's partly why he brought March on, I think, in the second half, because Fatty wasn't doing enough on the other one. But by having them there, like, it kind of doubled up. He could help out Cucurella a bit.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just think it worked pretty well. We nailed it last night.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. I did think they linked up well as well. When we had
the offside goal, they're both heavily involved, Cucurella and Matson. Yeah. They did really well.
There was obviously the offside goal, but then there was also, I think, like when Conor Gallagher came on the right hand side, even Enzo, I thought, because they played him further forward, I do think we lost that spark a little bit in the front line.
I just don't know why he's recently suddenly putting Enzo in a 10. When we saw him start the season in the pivot and he was lovely. And we honestly, the Caicedo and Enzo pivot that we bought them for.
And, yeah, and Palmer playing as a 10. Yeah. Which is what I assume we do, and we bought Palmer when Nkunku's out till Jan and then Chukwuemeka's out. Probably not for that much.
He's back in team training, yeah, Chukwuemeka.
It was a 6-week injury and it was August, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
well, he went down and his knee looked in absolute pieces and he's back before Buddy Rhys.
I thought that was an ACL and he was out for the season, but 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And he'll be hashtag back stronger. So
we need to find something different. We need to find something different. I know they've stolen our Premier League predictions, you know, forfeit idea, but you know, we need to, you know, not
what's the pod?
We're not starting a war with Peter Crouch podcast.
What did you say?
Back stronger. He'll be back stronger.
Nice. I didn't even clock.
Stop encouraging him. We don't need this. What? Okay. We need. Well, we can't be stealing
stuff.
What are
you on about?
We can have a brainstorming session if you're allowed to say that anymore.
What we've come up with these top phrases in Pass the Pod and Back Stronger, and you're moaning about it.
You know this
it.
Famous? Well, it's actually not. It's quite a niche curry house called the Samrat. I think we should go there.
Where's that? What's that?
It's an Ealing.
It's
an Ealing, yeah. So we should go there.
Yeah, we should go.
It's probably those good curries.
Yeah.
That could work.
Do our sort of yearly like awards night there or something.
Yeah, it'd be really good. Yeah. We should do a massive festival. Like that's be a really, really good idea.
We should grow like 6'6" and score bicycle kicks as well.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Get commentary to start our pod.
Exactly. Yeah. We'd be really good. And then obviously with that as well, we just get famous people on that we know. And then start, you know, one of us as a wife in the future, we'll just start our own podcast with them. Therapy session, you know what I mean?
This sounds like your therapy session, to be fair.
You are sat in my lovely Chesterfield armchairs, aren't you? That's my nice
sat in an abandoned flat. I don't know what you're all about.
Yeah, no, it's true. It isn't a completely abandoned flat. Definitely not my barber room.
Subtle flex from Lee.
Barber studio, if you need a haircut, you know it's come. So someone who does this podcast said I gave him a really, really good haircut a couple of weeks ago.
Gary.
yeah.
Didn't charge him for it either when I really should have done, but you know, it is what it is.
Good luck that, mate.
Yeah, need compensation, James.
No, it was a good haircut and I do like it. Thank you.
It's all right, no, it's good. I'm glad you like it. Stop putting so much chill in it. But yeah, anyway, that's it. It's the pod's done. Chelsea won a game of football. Fulham on our way on Monday. And we'll be back. We've said Saturday. I might release it on Friday because we did. I've just realised. Yeah, on our pod description says that we're going to release episodes every Friday, so we probably should release it on Friday. So you'll get that from us. But yeah, that is the Chelsea Echo. That is episode, I think, 15 now.
Something like that.
We've lost count. We do need to start counting up again.
Great age. That wasn't me. I didn't say that. That was I was quoting Lee when he said the other week. He was like, "Hey, you know these 15-year-olds, man." I don't know if he's Mexican now.
Where's he from? He's like Mexican from Milton Keynes. Guys, if you enjoyed the pod, minus apparently Lee Smith's completely outrageous comment just then. Please make sure you give us a 5-star review.
I was quoting, paraphrasing.
Yeah, of course you were. Anyway, please give us a 5-star review. Make sure you share the pod with your mates. It's been a laugh. It's been a journey. And we'll see you for the Fulham preview. Up the Chels. We'll see you later.
Back stronger.
Pass the pod.